कश्मीरी कोई ऐसी चीज नहीं है कि उससे खिलौना बनाया जाए। कश्मीरी आप जानते हैं कि एक ऐसी कौम है कि ये प्यार में फिदा हो जाती है, तो दिल जीतने की बात है।
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. In the last two episodes, we've discussed South Kashmir in detail. In today's episode and in the episodes to come, we will be looking at the situation in the various districts of North Kashmir. Joining us to share what he saw as he traveled through North Kashmir is Kashmiri journalist Danish Bin Nabi. Danish, can we begin with a description of the different parts or districts of North Kashmir?
Yes, actually the region North Kashmir is mainly divided in three districts, namely Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipora, with Sopor as a separate district for the only state police. Starting from Baramulla, Baramulla has a both population, which is anti-state as well as pro-state. Actually, the belts, Sopor belt in the district Baramulla is the place where the resistance or the anti-state activities largely are active, including the Baramulla main town. Also, there is another part of the same district is the Uri. Uri is a place where from in 1947 where the Pakistani raiders came in. It's also, Uri is the same town where the Indian Armed Forces stopped in 1947 and did not proceed towards Muzaffarabad. Then we have Kupwara, which is a largely presence of, which has a large presence of the army. In Bandipora districts, again, we have the anti-state element as well as the pro-state element. And today we will be speaking about the Baramulla district.
Specifically Baramulla.
Yeah.
All right. Danish, militancy in Kashmir started in the north, right?
Yes, it did.
It was extreme in the 90s and then for a while we saw a dip.
Yeah.
But in 2018, yes, and in those years after Burhan Wani's killings, yeah, there were rumors of a revival.
Yes.
And this photo of this PhD scholar with a gun,
yes,
it emerged from North Kashmir and that photo went viral.
Yes.
As we speak, after the abrogation of Article 370, mm-hmm, where does militant activity stand? Will we see a surge or what is the situation with respect to militancy in North Kashmir?
The state authorities in mid-2018 declared the Baramulla district as the militancy free. But since 2018, there is a gradual increase in the militant activities. There is also one PhD scholar who was associated with Aligarh Muslim University, namely Manan Wani. He also belonged to North Kashmir. And it shows how the militant presence has started to grow in North Kashmir as well. It's not only about South, but in North, there are many pockets, which has seen a gradual increase.
Like there which is, are these pockets? Can you elaborate?
Yes. There is this, it's called the Braht, B-R-A-G-H-T, Braht area in Sopor. There is Rafiabad belt. There are main town Baramulla. These all belts have seen a gradual increase in the militant activities since the abrogation of Article 370. Since August 5th, Sopor and Baramulla have witnessed three major militant attacks were witnessed. Not only that, only 5 days ago in North Kashmir there was this recruitment rally, railways police recruitment rally. There they have apprehended a person who had gone to the place for recruitment. He was apprehended with a live grenade and that led to arrest of two more people. And this happened in Sopor area of North Kashmir. Only 10 to 15 days back, police have also said that they have arrested 5 overground workers. That has led to the arrest of another militant in the Baramulla area.
The Baramulla district itself is home to minorities.
Yes.
Two of the biggest communities among them being Sikhs and Kashmiri Pandits.
Yes.
You've spoken to them.
Yes.
Can you tell us, how are they responding to the abrogation?
The Kashmiri Pandits as well as the Sikhs, Let me talk first about the Kashmiri Pandits. Kashmiri Pandits, which have seen the mass exodus in early parts of 1990, in January 1990, are more concerned presently about their well-being, about their security, and about their future of their children. They are more, after the abrogation, they are more concerned about their jobs, more concerned about the state subject certificate, which no longer exists. Now their only concern is that their children have to compete at an all India level, which for them is a bit dicey, because they do not want that. I have gone to this Pandit colony, which is situated in Baramulla. It's in the Veerwan area of Baramulla, that was established in 2010 by the National Conference and Congress government in the state. Although Kashmiri Pandits largely, by and large, are happy with the abrogation of Article 370, they want that Kashmir should fully merge with mainland India, but they have their apprehensions, like jobs, like development. Even many of them have said that if New Delhi fails to make a proper development or address the employment issues, the alienation among the people, among the Kashmiris, will grow further.
With that, let me play a voice recording of a woman who belongs to the Kashmiri Pandit community. She wants to stay anonymous, doesn't want us to reveal her reveal details of her identity, but she has consented to us sharing her voice.
पहले आराम से जॉब लगती थी कि नहीं, स्टेट सब्जेक्ट होता था, हमें कुछ स्पेशल कोटा था, वो खत्म हो गया.
अब ये तो भी, ये भी है कि अब हमें कम्पीट, हम लोगों के बच्चों को कम्पीट ऑल इंडिया लेवल पे करना पड़ेगा.
मगर अगर हम बच्चे को अभी से दिमाग में डालेंगे कि भाई आपको ये नहीं, मास प्रमोशन, अल्टीमेटली फिर हमें स्टेट बच्चों को, यहाँ के बच्चों को स्टेट में ही तो नहीं मिलेगी ना जॉब. सिर्फ यही नहीं ना है कि गवर्नमेंट जॉब करनी है, प्राइवेट सेक्टर में कल को कोई बच्चा बीई करेगा या MBBS कोरन, MD कोरन. जरूरी तो नहीं है बस सिर्फ ये इतने ही कॉलेजों में जाएगा, बाहर जाएगा. MBBS कर मास प्रमोशन हपर निम्च हपर आसिस कहाँ सिफारिश कर सो MBBS कर निकाल देगा सीट. ये एक सच्चाई में बहुत मैंने यहाँ देखा है बहुत.
मैम, कश्मीरी पंडित एज अ होल हैव दे एक्सेप्टेड द स्पेशल स्टेटस ऑफ द स्टेट? आर दे कंफर्टेबल और आर दे हैप्पी? इन अदर वर्ड्स, कैन वी से इट?
ना वो खुश है ना वो दुखी है, उनको कुछ नहीं, क्योंकि उन्होंने 30 साल से तो वो तो पहले ही जो डूब चुके हैं उनके लिए क्या है, आप बताइए. हमारे, हम तो पहले ही डूब गए, हमारे लिए क्या है अच्छा या बुरा, आप बताइए. जब हम यहाँ से निकले, हमें स्कूल में कहाँ जाना था पढ़ने? फॉर एग्जांपल मैं गई, मैं तब पढ़ती थी सेकंड में ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा, फिर मुझे जाना था उधर डोगरू के साथ पढ़ना था, पहले मुझे उनकी भाषा ही नहीं आई, तो कितना वहाँ फेस करना पड़ा. अब जब हम कर चुके हैं, फिर उसके बाद यहाँ लाया हमें, अब यहाँ भी फेस कर रहे हैं, तो यहाँ तो अपने ही भाई हैं, इनके साथ क्या फेस करना, ये तो अपने ही, ये हमारी हमेशा हेल्प करते, इन्होंने कभी हमारे साथ गलत किया नहीं, वो एक टाइम पीरियड था, उसको नहीं बोल सकते हैं.
सो दैट वाज अ पर्सन फ्रॉम द कश्मीरी पंडित कम्युनिटी इन बारामुला. अनदर कम्युनिटी दैट यू मेंशनड आर द सिक्स, राइट, who are a major minority chunk,
yes, in Baramulla. Yes, minority in Baramulla, yes.
So can you tell us a little bit more about them, and you've spoken to them as well?
The Sikhs are the largest minority community in the district of Baramulla, having a largely presence in the Kanispora area and the main town areas of Baramulla. Just like the Kashmiri Pandits, there were also a massacre of Sikhs in early 2000s in the southern district of Anantnag, which is famously known as the Chatti Singhpura massacre, in which 35 deaths have taken place on 20th March, to be precise, in 2000. By the unidentified gunmen. Till now, no justice has been served to them as well. Just like the Kashmiri Pandits, the Sikhs also are more inclined towards development rather than the political angle of the article and Article 370. They also want India, they also want, by and large, the Sikhs also want that Kashmiri should fully integrate with India, but on certain conditions. But for them, these conditions are not political, but economical and the developmental. Again, here the Sikhs, majority of the Sikhs also want that the most pressing issue, that's the employment issue in the Kashmir, that New Delhi should address this issue.
All right. On that note, let me play back the interview that we conducted with Professor and Dr. Tara Singh, who happens to be the president of the Gurudwara Prabandh Committee of Baramulla. Let us listen to him speak about what he thinks about the abrogation of Article 370.
Article 370 is part of Indian Constitution. So it is Section 370 of Indian Constitution. See? And Indian Parliament has every right to amend that, to abrogate that, to amend that. Not to change the basic structure of the Constitution, but Indian Parliament is empowered to make any amendment in any constitutional sections. तो उसमें आर्टिकल 370 उनका हिस्सा था. उन्होंने इसमें अमेंडमेंट लाई और इसको एब्रोगेट कर दिया. जहां तक इसकी एब्रोगेशन का तलक है, प्रोसेस रॉन्ग है. प्रोसेस इज नॉट, दे हैव नॉट फॉलोड द राइट प्रोसेस. उसमें था कि स्टेट को भी इनको लेना चाहिए था इसमें, किसमें कॉन्फिडेंस, और यहाँ के लोगों को भी कॉन्फिडेंस में लेना चाहिए था. हमारी लीडरशिप है,
यूनिलैटरल डिसीजन था
ये. यूनिलैटरल मुझे, मैं आई वाज इन दिल्ली द टाइम ये दिस हैपेंड, 5th से अगस्त की बात है. तो मुझे बहुत से लोगों ने पकड़ लिया, आई वाज इन यूनिवर्सिटी देयर. तो उन्होंने मुझे कहा, डॉक्टर साहब आप बताइए, ये दफा 370 जो एब्रोगेट हुआ, अच्छा हुआ कि बुरा हुआ? मैं तो कहूंगा ये तो हमारे सर पर ताज था. ये तो कि कश्मीरी के, चाहे वो सिख हो, मुसलमान हो, हिंदू हो, पंडित हो, क्रिश्चियन हो, लेकिन बाई बोनाफाइडी वो कश्मीरी हो, तो उसके सर पर एक ताज था, एक टोपी आई उसके सर पर. तो कोई किसी की टोपी उतार दे तो वो अच्छा थोड़े लगेगा.
But do you think the Kashmiri population will be more alienated now after such a decision?
Alienation to nahi hogi. Albata, unko chahiye Kashmir ko ek development process mein lana.
Agar wo development process mein laate hain, to alienation nahi hogi.
Nahi hogi.
Aur agar
neglect karte hain, to totally alienation. Total alienation.
That means ki Kashmir is cheez ko from developmental point of view dekh rahe hain, right?
Ji, 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 ji.
That was Dr. Tara Singh. Danish, you also traveled to the border town of Uri.
Yes.
This town has a lot that is connected with it, right? There has been, there was this incident which happened 3 years back, which saw killings of Indian army men, and then there was a movie made on it. And Uri has been in the conscience of people in India for the longest time. Something connected with Uri, which everybody seems to talk about, you know, with respect to this incident.
Yeah.
While you traveled to Uri, what did the local people of Uri have to say?
The border from Uri is only 2 to 3 kilometers away. That's the Pakistani side on the other side. We also have a movie, as you mentioned, about the surgical strike on the Uri. It's a very historic town because the raiders came to invade Kashmir through this road in 1947. However, there's also one of the historical lingering questions, why Indian Army in 1947 did not go ahead up to the Muzaffarabad town, which is on the other side of the border. Why in the Indian Army stopped in Uri only? That's the million-dollar question, which no philosopher, no politician, or no think tank, or the lecturer, or the historians till date was able to answer this question. Although there is a humongous presence of the Indian Army in Uri town, people in the town are very skeptical about everything, because majority of the people living in Uri town are associated with the Indian Army directly or indirectly. Majority of those people have also gone to the mainstream because they are hugely dependent on the army in these areas, as the local administration fails to reach to the heights, fails to reach to the remotest villages when the heavy winter sets in, just like the case we are seeing it today. So there is a mixture of all the mainstream regional parties in there. So the people are in a fix. When I went there and talked with the people in the town, most of them did not wanted to speak, because they categorically told us there that if we speak against abrogation of the article, army will start harassing us. And if we start speaking in support of Article 370, people in Baramulla town will not allow us, will not let us move beyond that town.
So they're caught in between, basically. They're in a fix and caught in between.
That's the story of the Uri.
Okay. Before we finish, let us listen to what a resident of Uri had to say about the abrogation and about what is happening in Kashmir at the moment.
देखिए अगर मुल्क के हित के लिए बात हो तो मैं सही कहूँ या गलत कहूँ, लेकिन जो फैसला लिया गया वो लोगों की राय के मुताबिक नहीं लिया गया, तो ये 99.9% गलत फैसला था और लोगों की सोच और लोगों के ख्वाहिश के मुताबिक फैसला नहीं लिया गया। ये तो एक ऐसा था कि जबरन फैसला लिया गया, तो मैं किसी भी हाल में ये नहीं कहूंगा कि सही था। ठीक है, अगर मुल्क के हित की बात है हम साथ हैं, लेकिन उन लोगों से पूछा जाए जो स्टेट के लोग हैं, जो यहाँ के रहने वाले लोग हैं, कम से कम उनसे ये पूछा जाता लोग खुश थे या नाराज थे। कश्मीरी कोई ऐसी चीज नहीं है कि उससे खिलौना बनाया जाए। कश्मीरी आप जानते हैं कि एक ऐसी कौम है कि ये प्यार पे फिदा हो जाती है, तो दिल जीतने की बात है। दिल्ली कितना कामयाब होती है, कश्मीरी नौजवानों को दबाने से कभी हालात ठीक नहीं होंगे। आप कर्फ्यू लगा देंगे, मैं आपको लिख के देता हूँ, ये कयामत तक कभी नहीं सुधरेगी हालात जब तक न कश्मीरी नौजवानों को उनका दिल जीता जाए और मेन स्ट्रीम जो है जम्मू कश्मीर के जो लोग हैं, यहाँ के पॉलिटिकल लोग हैं, उनसे बात की जाए, उन्हें रिहा किया जाए।
That is all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. For previous episodes, visit the First Post channel on audioboom.com.